Songs for Silverman is a record that I've made now 4 years after my first solo record, after Rock in the Suburbs. That's a long time between albums. But I also made 3 EPs in that period of time, and we put them out exclusively on iTunes. And when iTunes first was launched, like the day after it came out, people were talking about it because it was a surprise. It's like it was all of a sudden there. I was just really excited. The first thing I thought is, I can get songs up on this in 10 seconds. Like I can write them, put them out there. Because that's what would thrill me, is if my favorite artist, or my 10th favorite artist, whatever, made a song that I got to hear like right after it was done. So that inspired an era for me of, 2 years of making 5 song EPs and putting them out on iTunes. Also intended to make those songs as good as I would want to see being made on a record. And I had enough stuff left over for my next album. But I just realized I can't make an album that's rejects from my EPs. That's not gonna work. May made the Shatner record. In the meantime, I sat on it. I nearly turned the album in. Like, I think the record company thought this is an album and he's turning it in. And then I think we all collectively decided that wasn't my best work. It wasn't right. And they were great songs. The problem wasn't the songs. The songs I'm very proud of. It was the performances of the songs. So I took those songs and I recorded them with my friends Jared and Lindsay, who both live in Nashville, where I live now. And they were rehearsing with me to do a tour. But they sounded so good to me that we made the album. And the album was made quickly then. So we went back and revisited all his demos now. And we took them and we just recorded them quickly as songs. And they're open, honest recordings, much like the way Brick was recorded. And then it's just an honest. And it's getting a similar reaction from people, this album, in that there are a lot of people who feel like it needs to be more grandiose, more rock, more shocking, more extreme, because this is the age of extreme. And I'm not going to do it. It's like, I feel like right now I've made an album and it's relaxed about the way it speaks. And I'm happy to do that right now because I've had this kind of album. I've wanted to do this kind of album for years. And I'm proud of it. I'm happy to put it out.